This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Youpreneur FM, the official podcast of the Youpreneur Mastermind Community. A place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author, Chris Ducker.
Hello and welcome to episode number 160 of Youpreneur FM. Thank you so much for being with me today. I very, very, very much appreciate it. Today, I've actually got a really, really fun conversation. It's a conversation between myself and John Cord Ray, the calm expert, and a very proud and very, very vocal about that pride member of the Youpreneur community. This starts a brand new slot every month when I'm going to be bringing on board a Youpreneur member to the Youpreneur FM podcast to talk about their journey and what they've learned, how they've grown, and what it's meant for them, their business, their lifestyle, and all the rest of it to be a Youpreneur. I can't wait to unveil all the great interviews that I've got planned. But before we get into the show, a quick thank you and a big mention to today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, a great financial management tool for any small business owner out there. I often say that the numbers never lie. You better be looking at your numbers, people. And FreshBooks allows you to keep track of all of your invoicing, your expense management, and it also has an incredibly intuitive mobile app that you can use on the go as well. You, as a Youpreneur FM listener, also qualify for a complete month of free, unrestricted use to their entire suite of products. And all you need to do to claim that free trial is to head over to freshbooks.com/Youpreneur and enter the word Youpreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section. So on to my chat with John, just a really nice, friendly, humble, happy, family-orientated guy who's actually making some very major changes when it comes to the way that he's now going to continue to grow and kind of really build his business in a completely different avenue, in a completely different direction to what he was prior in his career. And a lot of it has come down to the fact that he has become a Youpreneur. I know you're going to love this conversation. Here's myself and John Cord Ray, the calm expert. So John, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Chris. I'm really excited to be here and talk to you more about what's going on and just really pleased that you invited me to come on.
Well, I tell you what, you got a lot going on. And this is one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show. So for you guys tuning in, bit of backstory here. John and I have only known each other for 6 months, and we became friends because of the fact that he joined the Youpreneur Mastermind community. He was one of the first members to join when we opened up the doors back in September, and he has done remarkably well. I've sat back and watched with a great big grin on my face at everything that John has done. And I thought, well, what better way to be able to, you know, talk about the importance of, you know, joining these kind of communities where there are like-minded people around? What kind of better walking, talking case study could we get other than John Cord Ray, the calm expert? And he's here. He is here. And he's very calm as well. Like I sometimes believe that when I watch him on Periscope, he's actually not really there. He's sleeping and he's got like a clone or something doing all the work because he's that calm. but John, you have had an incredible journey thus far as a Youpreneur. And I wanted to genuinely share it with the listeners of the podcast here, which is, and I think what we'll do is we'll break this show up a little bit to the first part sort of being more around the moves that you've made as an entrepreneur in the last 6 months and what you've achieved and why you've made certain moves. And then really for the second half of the show, I want to talk about what you're known for as the calm expert. And that is really to, you know, beat stress, avoid anxiety, you know, stay calm. And I think that's very important for an entrepreneur, as it is, you know, for many other walks of life as well. So let's start with, I guess, let's start at the beginning. Where were you before you joined the Youpreneur community? What were you doing and what was your focus?
Well, I'm a therapist, so I have my own private practice. But just a year ago, from today, I was just starting to think about getting online. How can I become an entrepreneur? How can I use the skills as a therapist and combine my interests of going online as an entrepreneur? And I really had nowhere, I had no experience other than a desire. And so for me, I wanted to learn. I wanted to learn, where do I go? Who do I follow? And there were several that I found and I followed. And Chris, you're one of them through your podcast. And I was really following you. And I remember when I started online, I created a website. And I remember talking to my wife and I was saying, man, I wish there was some kind of a mastermind. I'm hearing all about what a mastermind group is. How do I even get into one? I need that accountability. Mm. And then you started talking about this mastermind called Youpreneur, and my ears just went up, and I thought, that's it. I've got to be a part of this. I know Chris. I trust him from his podcast and through other people that talk about you. And I just connected with you on a personal level, which I think is very, very important. But then to be able to be a part of something, a movement, a group of other people who are like-minded, who get me. You know, my wife is great. I love talking with her and sharing with her, but she can only take so much. So I need to be
like any good wife, right?
Exactly. So I needed something where I would be challenged and then I can learn and help other people. And so when I heard about Youpreneur, I hopped in, not knowing exactly what it was, but I was all in. You know, when I want to learn something, I am all in. I don't want to just be on the sidelines. I want to be a part of it. And so when I joined Youpreneur, I made a commitment to myself that I was going to start full bore. And I wanted to encourage other people there, get to know other people, and learn from myself. And my goodness, it has been just a whirlwind since I started. And it just propelled me to not only figure out my personal brand, but to expand it beyond my wildest imagination. When someone, if you would ask me this last year, there's no way I would have thought this. And
I mean, you know, what I've seen you do since the time that you've been a member is really, you know, what I love about you is that you're all in with the community. And then what will happen is John will disappear for like 2 weeks and then he'll come back and he'll be like, hey guys, look what I've done. And, you know, you've launched a Periscope show and you've launched a full-blown course and you're podcasting and then you're on stage with a speaking gig. And it's like, holy moly, this guy disappears for a couple of weeks and then he comes back and he's crushed it. And then again, super active. And then you disappear for a little while, come back, super. And it's like a rotation where you come in, you learn, you take in that support and that accountability, you go away, and then you get to work, and then you come back and say, hey, look what I've done. And everybody's just in awe of it. Like you are a walking, talking example of what a youpreneur truly means to be, because you come in and you learn, and then you take action. And then you come back and you tell everybody about what you've done and how you've done it, and you share with everybody. And that's what a youpreneur is all about deep down.
Absolutely. You know, the best student is someone who's going to not only learn, but apply it. And when I joined Youpreneur, I wanted to be one of your best students.
Yeah. Well, you certainly are.
It's an investment. Sure. It's an investment in myself. And so if I'm going to invest in myself, I'm going to invest in Youpreneur. And I've done that. You've seen me offline. You know, I try to be very vocal outside of Youpreneur, and I want to be your cheerleader because of what it's done for me. And, you know, whoever joins Youpreneur, whoever's in Youpreneur, you've got to invest in it. you have, this can't be something that you sign up for and you sit on the sidelines. You have to really be all in. And if you're not, you're going to look back and you're going to see everybody else going forward and you're going to wish and desire to move, but you're not. So you just got to put yourself out there. You got to be a part of it and get to know people. You know, as Youpreneur is growing,
yeah.
You can't, there's no way you can get to know everybody, but get to know a handful of people and connect with them.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, for me, you know, that's what I, you know, I hear that a lot. Like, is it worth the investment for me? And I'm like, well, there's two types of investments in regards to being part of any community. And that is one, monetary, obviously. And then two, it's the time investment that you put into getting the most out of that monetary investment. And I mean, you know, for me, $59 a month is not, it's nothing. It's $2 a day. But, you know, it's the time that you will invest in getting to the point where, you know, you can genuinely say that you're moving the needle on a regular basis, which is why we're so focused on goal setting and hitting those goals and, you know, playing the short goal game as well as the long game from a business growth perspective. And again, you know, you're epitomizing exactly what it means to do all those things. I'm curious to know, what's been the biggest aha moment for you since joining the community?
I think the biggest thing for me, Chris, when I joined Youpreneur, my whole idea of wanting to go online as a therapist was very broad. I wanted to help everybody. You know, I want to help everyone that's struggling, but that's just not possible. And so I think the biggest thing for me was to be able to try things and talk about what I wanted and then focused and narrow it down to my brand as a therapist. And as I was thinking about, what is it that I'm passionate about? What is it that I do on a regular basis? What makes me who I am? And that is, I want to help people who are struggling to learn to keep calm. And then it just clicked with me. Mm. Wow. How about I really just test out this idea of helping people be calm on Periscope? And I remember talking with you in the forums when you were really talking about Periscope. This was back, what, in September, maybe October?
Yeah.
And I asked you.
I mean, we launched the community exclusively on Periscope. So, you know, there was that connection there straight away. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I remember asking you, is this something that you think I should try? Is this something that's worth investing in time-wise? And you said, absolutely. You've got to be consistent and just put yourself out there. And I did. And through Periscope and talking through with other people, that's when I really started to kind of mold my brand. And that's the Keep Calm brand. I want to help people who are struggling with stress, with anger, with anxiety, with depression. I want to teach them how to keep calm. Because if they can invest in themselves, then they are investing in people around them that love them the most. And whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you're a single dad, you have to learn how to keep calm. And in my opinion, if you can learn to keep calm, you can change your world. And that is amazing. And that's one of the things that's what I'm championing through Periscope. And that's how I was asked to come on to speak at the Periscope Summit. And it's just been an amazing ride.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about that for a minute. I mean, yeah, let's zoom in on that one particular win for you since you've been active here, right? So, I mean, you join the community, you're conversing with people, you ask me whether I think you should do it, I say yes. You go ahead and you start scoping regularly. You build up a brand for yourself as the calm expert on Periscope, and then out of nowhere, boom. You get the speaking invite to speak at Periscope Summit. I mean, how did that feel? Out of nowhere, right? How did that feel?
it was out of nowhere. And then they asked me to speak again. So I had two different times I spoke at the summit. And I just, obviously, I'm really excited. I want to do this. I want to be able to get out in front of people. but I had no idea that that was even going to happen. I was thinking, well, maybe next year, maybe 2 years from now, but things just seemed to be on fast forward as I stepped into Upreneur and I stepped out taking risk and learning from you and right. putting to practice and putting in the work. And it may not happen for everybody, but for me, I was able to just kind of knock on the door, and the door was flung wide open for me, and it's been an amazing journey. And
yeah, I want to pick up on something you just said there when you said you got to put in the work. I think that is really key right there, because you know there are people that are part of the community that are a lot of help with other people. They love being part of the community. They go in every day. They, you know, spending time in the forums and on the Facebook group, and they're doing all the stuff. But I don't see some of those people taking as much action as I really hoped they would do. They're doing fine, don't get me wrong. And maybe that's the reason why. Maybe they're already a hop and a skip ahead of a lot of other members, and that's okay. But I would love to see everyone putting in the work, like really putting in the work like you have, because it would be a whole different ballgame. And I think actually, on the whole, a good 60, 70% of members are doing exactly what you're doing. Maybe it's because I don't let up and I'm kicking their butts all the time. I don't know. It could be that. But, you know, there are, you know, and it doesn't matter. Any community is the same. You always have some that are kind of lurking and just kind of consuming and helping. And then there's others that are real kind of gung-ho about the whole thing. And they're the ones, obviously, you're going to see the most gains. So I think it's important. I wanted to pull that out when you said put in the work, because I see that that's been, you know, the key to your success thus far anyway. So what else has come out of this brand that you've built then, other than this, you know, this amazing speaking opportunity? What else came out of the brand so far for you?
Well, as I'm working, talking on Periscope about keeping calm, every one of my scopes has something to do with tips or strategies on how to keep calm. Maybe one day it might be anxiety, the other one might be stress, or might be anger. And as more people followed me and more people commented to me, I decided to go ahead and launch an online membership group called Keep Calm Academy. And I'm able to teach people through video and audio lessons as they join, they log in, and they're going to see me, and they're going to be able to look at and learn step by step on how to keep calm. And that's been, I've only launched that through Periscope myself, and then people are in it, and I'm really excited about it. And the one thing that I kept asking myself, what about the people who want to get help, and maybe they don't want to go to see a therapist in the office, or maybe they can't. Maybe they just want right. to stay home. But how about having something on their phone that they can watch the video or listen to the audio lessons? Something very convenient. Mm. And people are really picking up on that idea. And it's been really cool to see as people are getting inside of Keep Calm Academy. I'm hearing all these comments, these testimonies. I just got an email last week from somebody inside of Keep Calm Academy. And this is somebody that has been struggling with stress and anxiety. And she said that through the lessons that she's learning inside Keep Calm Academy, she's able, with the help of her doctor, to cut back on her medication, because she's able in learning how to use the skills that I'm teaching inside of Keep Calm Academy. And that blew me away.
I love that.
Oh, my word. Yeah, I'm hearing from people who are inside of Keep Calm Academy saying that it's helpful. And that is a huge blessing to me, because my brand is my passion. And my passion is to help people keep calm. And it is so cool for me to know that all this hustle, all this hard work that I'm putting into Keep Calm Academy and my branding is paying off in helping other people. And that is a dream come true.
Yeah, and I love it. I mean, you know, there isn't a single day where I don't log into the, you know, into the Upreneur forums and converse with people, and I don't have that warm, fuzzy feeling myself. You know, I mean, we had a survey go out to our community a few weeks ago. I believe you completed it. And you know, as a way to sort of motivate people to take the 5 minutes out of their day to do it, we said, hey, everybody who goes ahead and completes it will be will have the name put into a raffle, and we'll just randomly pull one member, and they'll get a 30-minute coaching call with me for free, which is I mean, that's kind of like, it sounds a bit egotistical to say it, but that's a big deal, because number one, when I was doing one-on-one coaching, I would charge upwards of $2,000 an hour. And number two, I don't do one-on-one coaching anymore. I just don't do it. So Eva Yorston, who might very well actually come onto the show at some point in the future, if she's a good girl and puts all the things in place that I told her to see whether it will help or not. But she was freaking out on the call yesterday, and I was freaking out because there was just so many ways that I could help her. And a 30-minute call actually turned into a one-hour coaching call because I was enjoying it so much. And just like you feed off the energy and those good messages and those warm responses from the work that you do inside of your academy, I was feeling like that with Eva yesterday on Skype. And it just, it does what it does. It really kind of just confirms why we're doing what we're doing, doesn't it? Don't you think?
Absolutely. And that's something that I have learned from you. It's people first. It's people to people. And that's one of the things that I love about Upreneur. It's not just this mastermind that you join and the head person, you, the captain, stands back and doesn't do anything. You are hands on. You are inside and you are on the outside as well on social media and encouraging the Upreneur members. And that is amazing to me. That is a huge draw. And there are a lot of different types of masterminds out there, but not all of them have the influencer being this intimate with the community. And that is amazing. And so you practice what you
preach. But here's the thing, John, is it, and I appreciate you saying that. But I mean, I knew going in to building Upreneur that it was going to be what they call an authority-based membership, right? Where there is an authority, an influencer kind of running the show, so to speak. And I knew that the big reason, one of the reasons why people were going to join Upreneur is because they wanted direct contact with me. And I knew that going into it. And myself and my wife, Urs, and, you know, several of my, you know, my friends and my contacts in the industry, we spoke long and hard about it. Like, do I really want this? Do I really want to be this involved? And I think maybe it's our just, you know, we talked a little bit before we hit the record button about being middle-aged, handsome men and all the rest of it. One of us has way more hair than the other, which I'm quite jealous about. But you know, like, this is kind of like, I feel like this is my calling. Like, you being the calm expert and helping people with all those issues is kind of like your calling, and you know, you're enjoying what you're doing. I kind of feel like Upreneur for me, I mean, this is my next 10 years, John. Like, I honestly say, when I say that, I honestly mean it. Like, this is what I want to do now for the next 10 years. I want to help people build businesses out of their brands. And you're walking, talking proof of that, that it is possible. And so going into it, I knew I'd have to be in there and I knew I'd have to be active. But I tell you what, I'm 6 months in and I'm more excited every day. I don't get bored of it. I can't wait to log in and converse with people. And I can't wait to do in-person meetups. And we've got Social Media Marketing World coming up. Actually, by the time this goes live, it goes live around the time of the event, actually. And I'm actually holding a Upreneur member meetup at my hotel suite in San Diego. Like, you can't get much more personal than that. Like, come and hang out on my bed with me. You know what I mean? So, you know, let's have some champagne on my bed, right? So it's all very romantic. But that, for me, I love that stuff. And this is why I'm doing what I'm doing right with this, because it's important to me to to, you know, to do the things I'm really passionate about now. And I know you feel exactly the same way.
Oh, absolutely. And I feel it. I mean, from the moment I joined Youpreneur, I felt that connection that you want the people who join Youpreneur, you want them to succeed. And you genuinely care right, about them absolutely. As a person. And that, to me, is amazing. And that's I think that's what makes Youpreneur so unique.
Okay, look, let's stop gushing about Youpreneur. Let's look at how, and really I want to sort of try and ply you here for, some good tips and some good tactics here for the people tuning in regards to remaining calm in certain situations. I'm assuming that you've worked with many entrepreneurs throughout the course of your practice, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you see being, say, the top three issues that you help other entrepreneurs deal with as a therapist?
Yeah, I've had CEOs and high ranking people in my office, and it goes to show you, it doesn't matter how wealthy you are, how popular you are, how powerful you are, things like stress and overwhelm and burnout and anxiety affects everybody. And especially if you're an entrepreneur, you are a go-getter. You're going to go. Mm. And if you go too much, you're going to burn out. And so the biggest thing that I would say for those who are listening, and I would imagine most of your listeners are entrepreneurs. They're go-getters, and that's awesome.
Right.
But if you go get it so much and you neglect everything else, your health, your family, and your interest, and that's all you focus is do, then you're going to burn out. You are on a recipe of burnout. And so I would say, if that's you, if you're someone that's always a go-getter, then you need to learn how to back off. You need to learn how to unplug, stop, take breaks, and rest. And that is something that people don't realize. And it's kind of like that analogy, you put the frog in the pot and then you turn it on. He doesn't know it's hot. He's going to die. But if it's already hot and put the frog in, it's going to jump right out. And it's so often with people who are excited with their business and they want to go, and that's a good thing. But if they are so geared towards doing and instead of receiving, they're going to burn out. So number one, take breaks. Know your limits. Take a break. And I've had people say, well, I've got this deadline. I've got to work through my lunch break. And I say, no, that's the worst thing that you can do. Because if you feel like you're going to gain time by working through your lunch and not taking breaks and working 12 hours a day, but what you're doing is you're tearing down your health. And when you tear down your health, you're going to either explode or implode.
Well, I mean, and I can attest to that. I can attest to that completely because I did burn out in 2009. And I mean, we're talking physical, mental burnout, like hospital, antidepressants, the whole kit and caboodle. Yeah. And it wasn't pretty. And I've talked about it here on the show. I won't bother telling the story. I talk about it in the introduction of Virtual Freedom as well. And actually, I've had a lot of people reach out to me and confide in me that, you know, reading that chapter in that book helped them avoid burnout because it was kind of like a massive life lesson to them. Like, holy shit, you know, if I keep going like this, I'm going to be like that. And I don't want to be like that. And so, but I look back on it and yes, it was painful and it hurt mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally. But I look back on it actually with quite fond memories now because it was actually the kick in the pants I needed to change the way I was working. I don't think, you know, and it's inevitable. Like you say, it's inevitable. You're going to burn out if you keep burning the candle at both ends like that. But when it happened for me, I took the steps that's really allowed me to create the lifestyle that I have now. But I wanted to mention that because, you know, I'm walking, talking proof that you can, you know, it will happen. it is genuinely inevitable. You will burn out. And how you handle it, obviously, will kind of, you know, will focus in on how you continue to build your life going forward. But I wanted to point that out, John, because I think a lot of people think that they are almost immune to it to a certain degree. Maybe they think, oh, well, I'm 26. I'm not going to burn out. No, you will. There are people in their 20s having freaking heart attacks because of this stuff. You know what I mean? So, you know, So carry on, sir. Carry on. Sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to.
No, I think it's a great story because we need to learn to be preventative. Get to prevent things from happening instead of being reactive. And so you're exactly right. If you allow the stress of life to build up and build up and build up and you keep all bottled in, it's going to come out. And if you don't know how to take breaks, if you don't know how to put limits on yourself, you are going to you're going to burn out, or worse, you're going to end up in the hospital.
Yeah.
Panic attack.
Yes. Okay. So other than burnout, let's talk anger. Let's talk getting mad. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I'm not, you know, one of those guys that sort of throws his toys out of the pram regularly or anything like that. But I've noticed that when situations occur, and actually 9 times out of 10, believe it or not, they're not business related. They're more personal related. I'm not talking about with my relationship with my wife, because it's amazing. We very rarely disagree or fight or anything like that. But I'm talking about like everyday life stuff. Like I live here in the Philippines, where on the road, for example, when I'm driving, there's a lot of crap you got to deal with in Southeast Asia on the roads over here. Like they might as well not have freaking traffic lights because no one pays a whole lot of attention to them. So I find myself, that's when I find myself kind of angry or in any kind of, you know, miniature rage, it's 9 times out of 10, it's behind the wheel because I'm having to deal with complete nimrods, you know, rolling through bloody red lights and, you know, almost hitting me. And these freaking motorcyclists are everywhere. They drive me nuts. Like, how can we not, like, where's the magic pill, John, that we can
pop? I knew
that,
that'd be a rich
like
man.
A little stick, like a little, right. Yeah. Like a little tab of chewing gum in our car that we can just stick in our mouths whenever we start getting angry. Like, how do we avoid that? I mean, maybe you can't avoid it. Maybe you just have to deal with it, right? Like, how can we deal with that kind of anger like that? Because it does. It stresses me out. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. You know, and by the way, in the States, we have the same issues. There's a lot of people who have road rage.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, I remember I've had several clients in my office that came into me specifically for road rage. And we're talking about not just the yelling behind the wheel. We're talking about pull over and get into a fight and getting beat up.
Holy moly, right.
So that's the road rage. And so one of the things that I was taught.
Yeah, I've got to say, I haven't gotten out of my car and started pummeling someone. I haven't gone that far. Yeah, but put it this way. If my mother was still alive, God rest her soul, she would definitely be washing out my mouth with a bar of soap. I can tell you that right now. Yeah.
Well, here's what I would say to you and anyone else, and this is what I said to my client, especially in particular with road rage. The people who are inconvenience you, cutting you off, they're not doing it on purpose. They're not attacking you. See, when you get angry, you take it personal. It's like you feel like they're doing it just to spite you. And so don't take it personal. And so when I told that to this man who had the road rage, he goes, "You are exactly right. I take it personal every single time. I feel like they're doing it on purpose and I get mad." And see what happens, when someone with road rage and that happens and they take it personal, there's an emotion that is deep down inside. It's deeper than anger. Anger is just an outward expression of something deeper inside. And so with someone with road rage, I would say don't take it personal. And then if you know what's going to happen, if you go to work and it's busy and traffic is terrible, then prepare for it. Leave a little earlier. You know, make it room in your schedule so you're not So you're not waiting till the last minute and you're going to run late. So usually when you're running late and someone's keeping you from that, from getting to your destination, you get angry. So give yourself some extra time, plan for it. And, you know, you practice the deep breathing. There's a specific type of breathing that you can practice while you're driving. And I don't know if you have time for me to share that, but I could be happy to share that with you if you want.
Well, I'm assuming solidly that you are including this sort of type of thing inside the Keep Calm Academy. Would I be right in saying that?
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. So let's make everybody go and buy that.
To handle
their breathing while driving. I mean, come on, guys. You guys listening in, you know the deal. We give you a little bit and you gotta front up some cash for the rest of it. So let me go on to the third and final question then in regards to this stuff. So we've handled stress, we've handled anger. I wanna handle anxiety and worry, because I think that this is something that a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, they have, you know, they come to me and they say, you know, sometimes, man, I just can't sleep at night. And it's not always because the idea machine is burning. A lot of the time it's because they're worrying. Yes. About something. They're worrying about losing a client, therefore losing income. They're worrying about whether the next product is going to hit or miss with their communities. They're just worrying. And you know, I remember my mom, you know, we've mentioned her a couple of times in this call. She used to say to me, and particularly around my exam times, I was very stressed when I was taking my exams as a teenager, I remember. And I clearly remember her one day saying to me, you know what, Chris, you shouldn't worry about anything until there's something to worry about. And I've never forgotten that, because here I was stressing out over my exams and whether I was going to pass or fail and everything. And she said, well, you don't know whether you're going to fail until the exam results come through. Yes. So if you fail, we'll worry about it then. Yes. But right now, worrying is not going to hurt you. I mean, how can we handle this worry and this anxiety? And, you know, is it fear related, do you think? I mean, like, How do we handle these things as entrepreneurs?
Well, first, let me say you have a very wise mother, very wise mother, very, very good. Yeah, exactly. So worry turns into anxiety when you're projecting into the future, when you know you're convinced yourself that something bad's going to happen, whether it's losing a client or you can't pay for a bill or you feel like you're going to lose your job. And so you're allowing the future, projecting into the future to determine the outcome of the present. And you're living, a lot of times you're either living in the past with fear and regret and shame, or you're living in the future with the worry and the anxiety. And you forget being in the here and now. And all the whole concept of Keep Calm Academy is learning how to be in the moment. Learning to enjoy each moment at a time and not worry about something that hasn't happened yet. And so that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And so someone with anxiety, they have to learn how to focus on the here and now and not project on their feelings. So often our feelings, I call it living in the emotional mind. And when you live in the emotional mind all the time, you feel like things are going to happen. You feel like it's going to happen. But that's the key. Feel. Feelings are not always accurate. And so often our feelings, when it comes to projecting into the future, are inaccurate. So you can't give in to believing your feelings all the time. So how do you do that? How do you not live in that emotional mind all the time? Well, the other mind that I talk about is living in that logical, rational thinking mind. And so to try to bring balance to your rational thoughts and your emotional thoughts, when you can bring balance, that's when you can keep calm. And when you're always living in the emotional mind, that's when anxiety, panic attacks happen, and it is fear-based. It's fear and hurt, some of those inner core emotions that all of us have that make us who we are as a person. But sometimes that fear and that hurt and that pain gets so magnified, it inflates, and we start to live in that emotional mind. And that's when we get anxious. That's when we worry so much that we can't go to sleep. Or we wake up in the morning full of anxiety because we just know that this day is going to be a bad day. And when you give into that, then you start believing it. And when you believe that, it's gotcha. And then you have the anxiety, you have the panic that comes. So learning how to bring balance to your emotional mind and your logical mind, that is calm. And that it's not a perfect, none of us are perfect. It's not, it's not bliss, but it's calm. And I believe, Chris, that if we can learn how to be calm in every situation, it will change our world. And that is a big statement, but I believe it. I believe it. If you can learn not to be anxious, if you can learn not to be angry, if you can learn not to be as stressed. And I did want to point out, too, a certain amount of worry and anxiety and stress is good for us. We have to have a certain amount of it. It keeps us from doing things that we shouldn't do. It keeps us from hurting ourselves. Right. It's just when it gets magnified. Right. So we're not talking about being void of worry or being void of stress. We're talking about being calm, that balance, that balanced line. And that's where we want to live. And if we can live there, then, wow, that's freedom. That's true freedom.
Yeah. No, I agree 100% with you. And I've also noticed, and you've probably seen this as a pattern as well, that as I have gotten older, I have learned to manage that side of the emotional kind of, dealing of daily life in terms of that worry and anxiety. I don't really do that so often anymore. And I truly, my mom's words echo, don't worry about something until there's something to worry about. And I'm sure she got it like off the back of a matchbox or one of those little quote books that she had in the toilet, growing up or something. But I mean, it doesn't matter because it's so true. And generally speaking, day to day now, I don't stress out over stuff like that. I don't worry. I don't get overly anxious. And I think that has come a little bit with age as well. We are getting old. A lot of life lessons kind of teach you a lot of this stuff as well, I think. Anyway.
Absolutely.
Dude, this has been a great chat, man. I want to thank you for coming on to the show, for sharing all of your wisdom and your knowledge and your experience, and also for sharing your journey as a Youpreneur member as well. It's incredibly humbling for me to hear you talk with such high regard for the community that we've worked and we all work, including you and all the other members. We work so hard to try and continue to build it and evolve it. And it'll always be evolving. And that's a beautiful thing about a community. But to hear it, all that gushing from you is incredibly humbling. And I'm blessed genuinely to have you in my life as well as to have you as part of the Youpreneur community. You're a real rock star, man.
Oh, thank you, Chris. I really appreciate it. And my pleasure. My goodness. I just can't wait to see where things are going to be this time next year. I'm really excited about that.
It's going to be so good. I know. It's going to be so good. All right. Well, look, John, thank you one more time for coming on the show. I genuinely do appreciate it. And for you guys tuning in, this is something I think we need to get our head around a little bit more. I want you to head over to the show note page, chrisducker.com/episode 160. Okay, that's episode 160. There'll be a link to John's site. There'll be a link to Keep Calm Academy. There'll be a link to John on Periscope and everywhere else where you can find out a little bit more about the Calm Expert and what he can do for you. And I'll be back at you again next week with another episode. And it's a real goodie as well. Until then, take good care, be kind to each other, and keep calm. I'll be back at you again next week. Bye for now. And don't forget to head over and check out today's sponsor, FreshBooks. Get that free 30-day trial. You don't even need to input your credit card for that, by the way. All you got to do is head over to freshbooks.com/youpreneur and enter the word youpreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section. I'll be back at you again next week. Until then, take good care.
If the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business, as well as rub shoulders, gain support, have access to immediate feedback, as well as nonstop accountability from your peers, is something that excites you, then visit youpreneur.com for more information and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of today. That's youpreneur.com. We'll see you on the inside.